The gospel reading today is we hear about these two disciples along the road to Emmaus. We can't really help but recognize our own selves in this because we have humanity in full display. As our Lord said to them, "How slow you are to believe all that was written." He opened the scriptures. He explained to them all the things that had to do with him. And still they didn't get it. We can even take that a step further. Look at how it all began. The women went to the tomb. They saw the angels there. They heard that he was risen. And what did these two guys do? They left. They started heading for Emmaus because there was something so important, so pressing, it could not wait. They had to go. And they were discussing all of this as they went along, and they said, "We were hoping that he was the one." So they just heard that the angel declared that he has risen from the dead. Yeah, we were hoping that he was the one, but I guess he wasn't. And even when the scriptures are open and the Lord explains to them all the passages that referred to him, you have to remember the rabbis had gone through the Old Testament very carefully. There were 300 specific prophecies regarding the Messiah that all had to be fulfilled. Well, they had quite a few miles of walking, so they had plenty of time to be able to open up 300 different passages. Their hearts are burning. Isn't this a wonderful thing? Well, we were hoping. It's a bummer that it didn't work out. But suddenly, in the breaking of the bread, their eyes are open. They recognize who this is. All of that, what he had said, all of the events that had happened in Jerusalem suddenly made sense. Now again, you have to ask yourself, how couldn't they have made sense? As he's explaining all of these things, look at what Moses said, look at what the prophets said, look at what's in the Psalms, look at all the things that were about the Messiah. And they still didn't get it. And you see what happens with our humanness. We have a certain way of looking at something, and if it doesn't happen the way we think it ought to happen, we have trouble adjusting how we're thinking to what God is doing. And so we recall even what God himself said. You are thinking as human beings do, not as God does. It's what Jesus said to Peter and the apostles. Now, on one hand, you say, well, what do you expect? We're human beings. Of course, that's how we're going to think. But in this, we see where that becomes a real problem. We've got a preconceived idea. And if you've read the scriptures, you know that God doesn't usually operate according to our preconceived ideas. And this is why, as we keep talking about the necessity of the prayer life and conforming ourselves to God, you begin to understand why that's so important. Because God is not going to work in your life and mine in the way that we think he's going to. It ought to happen this way because I have decided it ought to happen this way. Good luck. You know the old saying, if you want to know if God has a sense of humor, make a plan. It's not going to happen the way that you think it's going to happen because you can't put God in a box. You can't think that you can control God and that you know what he's going to do. And the minute you think that you've got it, it's going to happen a different way. That's why we just have to keep working to say, your will be done. Help me to accept But in this case, even to be able to say, open my heart, open the eyes of my heart and my mind to be able to see your will, to know your will, to accept your will. That's really hard. We have no problem accepting the will of God, provided that he wants to do exactly what we wanted him to do. We have a lot of problem accepting the will of God when it isn't the way that we thought it ought to happen. And that's where we have to be able to pray, because God's will is perfect, even if it's not the way that we thought would be perfect. So we have to adjust ourselves to him so that we can think the way that God thinks. And we see it all right there in what happened when they got to Emmaus. It's in the Holy Eucharist. They recognize Jesus in the Eucharist. It's interesting, isn't it? They didn't recognize him. Obviously, the way that he presented himself wasn't as he normally was. Took a different form, so they didn't recognize him with their eyes. They didn't recognize his voice with their ears. They didn't even recognize him when he explained all of the 300 passages in Scripture that were about him. But they recognized him in the Holy Eucharist. Do we recognize him there? Do we understand? We know because we've been taught. As I keep saying, when you stand before the Lord on the day of judgment, it's not going to be a test on the catechism. Do you know all the answers? It's going to be about how you put that into practice. Have you gotten it from your head into your heart and put it into practice? Yes, we know that the Eucharist is Jesus because we've been taught that. We know that. But do we know that this is Jesus? Because we're united with him, because we love him, because he wants us to be one with him. That's what we want to be looking at. Someone pointed out recently that only one of the disciples' names is given. When you look at the Gospel of St. Luke and the Gospel of St. John, there are lots of parallels between those two that you're not going to find in Mark and Matthew. And so as we know in St. John's Gospel, he never uses his own name, because you are the beloved disciple. He tells us Thomas's name and what it means. Doesn't tell us all the other ones. Thomas means twin, because you're the twin. In this case, St. Luke tells us only one name, Cleopas, because you're the other disciple, because you're the one walking along with our Lord on the way to Emmaus. And so we have to really look inside and ask ourselves, am I willing to listen to him? Does my heart burn when I hear about the Lord Jesus? Do I truly recognize him? Notice for these two men, whatever it was that they needed to do in Emmaus was so important that the reports of the angel, the women at the tomb, the apostles who went there, now that was secondary. As soon as they recognized Jesus, their business didn't matter anymore. And it didn't even matter that it was getting late. 7 miles back to Jerusalem probably went pretty quickly as they walked and just explained or talked about it all the way. How important is he to us? Do we recognize him? And is he more important to us than anything else in the world? Because that's what it needs to be. Because he is the Messiah. He is Lord, and he is God. That's what we need to recognize. And that's what we want to be able to operate with. We want to center our lives on that truth, on that reality. So we notice that it wasn't the minds of these two men that were burning. It wasn't their understanding. It was their heart that was burning. That's what Jesus wants from us, to have a heart that is on fire with love for him, on fire with the one who is the truth. So again, it's not separated from the truth. It's to love in truth. But to know the one who is truly present in the Holy Eucharist, to be able to truly know him and to love him, so that our hearts, like the hearts of these two men, will be burning within us.